It was an incredible performance yesterday. As we said, the rising nine-year-old was excellent for a stable that would have been very excited at his win. Ball of Muscle, and Joe Pride has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Congratulations on that win. Is that right? The 900th win for you?
Someone posted that. Could yeah. Look, I'm assuming it's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's
beautiful.
Not significant milestone and also a significant win. That's just something the Yard can be proud of, the performance of Ball of Muscle yesterday.
Yeah, sure. Look, he's a horse who's raced well now for a number of seasons, and it's rare to see in Sydney racing horses last this long and have this kind of longevity. But he's a really special horse, and and that's great to get him in the winner's circle again so quickly this preparation.
Joe, three trials leading into this one yesterday, so you had him rock hard fit and
just the two.
Just the two, but he was really wound up yesterday to perform like he did, and he didn't shirk at the task at all, did he?
No, he didn't. He's a horse who races well right throughout his preparation. There's improvement to come with him. Left a little bit there, but yesterday he was extremely brave because he could make an excuse and say that Redzel didn't had to go quite wide around the bend, but we did all the work as well. So
yeah,
and I thought at the 200 metres, if you froze the race, he was probably long odds on to grab us, Redzel, but he wasn't able to reel us in. So
if you say there's improvement in him, what is next on the calendar for Ball of Muscle, Joe?
Yeah, look, probably looking at running him in the Galaxy. Hasn't always been his favourite track, Rose Hill, but there have been circumstances when we've been there in the past why he hasn't been able to perform. So sort of going there with a horse that's in career best form, and just really pleased with the way he's pulled up this morning. He's in great order, so very much looking forward to his next start, and if we were to go well there, he could take his place in the TJ Smith.
And he's had his injury concerns. Give us an understanding of what that was, Joe, and just whether you were confident you could get him back to the races.
Yeah, just his feet. Look, he did have a bleed at the end of last preparation, which was another concern for us. But it's mainly been his feet, which has been a common theme with all three brothers, Terra Vista, Tiger T's, and Ball of Muscle. Their feet and management of them, and careful management of them from my farrier and my team here at home, make sure that they get to the races in the best order they can. So he went winless for probably close enough to a couple of years, Ball of Muscle, and that's something we saw with Terra Vista and Tiger T's as well. They had this period in their careers where they weren't able to win, but all thankfully have made comebacks and Johnny Farnham style and just risen back to the top.
Would you take him to Brisbane? Would you keep him up for and maybe head there in the winter?
Yeah, look, wouldn't rule it out. There's a lot of options, so we just got to sort of carefully consider that with a horse his age. You sort of can't get too far ahead of yourself, but you sort of want to bask in the glory of yesterday for a little bit longer and just take, real cliche, we just take one run at a time, and those options aren't going anywhere. They're there if needed, and we've got a horse that's going well, and that's the most important ingredient in all of this.
All right, now, had a look at your runners coming up. What about this three-year-old first starter you've got? Just for our listeners that are looking for a little punt this week, will you start County Tipperary this week?
No, County Tipperary will be scratched, but I'll run the other horse in the same race. Is that?
Okay.
Who's a sepoy horse who, again, is on debut. If you watch his trials, they're probably only fair, but I think the horse is constantly or continues to improve, and I would think he would run a pretty positive race on debut.
Okay, all right, we'll have to keep that in the black book. And where will you go with County Tipperary? Because you've been trialling him, he's been sort of at the trials a number of times, and it looks to go all right.
Yeah, look, he's a brother to the new Tipperary, and just sort of waiting for the right opportunity. And he most likely go to either Goulburn Thursday or Gosford on Saturday.
Okay. Write that down, Jimmy. Follow that horse.
All right, there we go. Write that one down. Footy starts Thursday. You ready to go Friday?
Definitely. Right. Yeah, now looking forward to taking on the Chooks, and as usual, they've stolen a player or two from us. But we'll just get by, Jimmy. Don't worry about it.
They'll be all right.
In that position yourself.
Yeah, yeah. No, they'll be all right. $9 they are, the Rabbits, to win the comp. when we get when they get GI back, the new coach there, who knows? It's going to be another good season. Congratulations, Joe, yesterday. Great to see Ball of Muscle. And there was a bit of emotion from you. I saw the interview after the race. A bit of emotion from you on that one.
Yeah, well, look, the last time he turned out in public, I sort of watched him trial really well, and he walked back towards me and, you know, unfortunately had a bleed and sort of a bit of a roller coaster this game. And,
sure.
Old horses like this, you become quite attached to them. You know, he's not a fleeting champion. Some of these young horses we see come and go. These horses are around a long time. And as I say, you form a real bond with them. To see him perform and beat Red Zell yesterday was pretty special.
Nah, completely understandable. Congratulations, mate. Well done on that, and great to speak this morning.
Thanks very much, guys.
Joe Pride there. He is the trainer, of course, of Ball of Muscle. That was an excellent performance from the horse yesterday.